What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
Today's topic is all about how to expand your life expectancy. We all want to live a longer life. Not only a longer life, but a longer enjoyable life, like being able to do things. Most of you have kids. Most of you, you know, have family members that you want to live a long life and be able to be there for them. You know, this is why you do things daily. So, you know, be able to walk your children down the aisle or see them graduate, see them raise their own family, like being able to go to a national park and being able to do the things that you want to do and, you know, being able, not growing old and having to need assistance, like, oh, help me with this or help me that, help me, you know, fix this, help me put my clothes, like, you know, being able. And this presentation is going to be all about that, how to increase that, how to increase the quality of your life and the length. Welcome to the dark side of nutrition. We're going to be diving into protein, the nutrient that keeps you from turning into a pile of dust, and not just for the gym, bro, it's for everybody who wants to define death or at least postpone it. Muscle is going to be the most important thing that you can do for your life, for the quality of your life and for your life expectancy. It's the anti-aging cream. Like, the more you have, the better your life is going to be. No ifs and buts about it. So after the age of 30, most people, they lose 1% of all their muscle per year. So, like, we're talking about, if, you know, for every 10 years, you're going to lose about 10 to 15 or even 20 pounds of muscle, depending how much you weigh, and obviously depending how you take care of yourself. So it's like, it's a hard decline after 30. After 30, it's very easy to start losing muscle. That's why it's a battle. And then what happens with most people is not only do they lose muscle, but, you know, they fuck up with their nutrition and then they start gaining fat. So it's like a double L. After 30, you start losing a bunch of muscle. And then because you let yourself go, you start gaining a bunch of fat. And it just starts piling up and it's like a snowball effect. That's why having a focus on not only retaining the muscle that you have, but also creating the muscle. So also, when the more muscle you have, the fewer injuries that you're gonna have. And your muscle is your armor. Your muscle is your protection. Like, think about, you know, I have my arm right here, kind of muscular arm. If someone was to try to chop my arm up or break my bone, like, they have to get through this layer of muscle first. So when it comes to I guess importance of your body, like, first you have your organs, then you have your bones, and then you have your tissues. Like, that's, so muscle is protecting not only your organs, but it's also protecting your bones. Having more muscle is gonna have you having stronger bones, joints, and tendons. Also, another benefit of having a lot of muscle is just being strong. Being strong, being able to move without limitations, having muscle tissue will allow you to move in all different planes of motion, from walking to like doing extreme shit, like jumping and like lifting and pulling yourself up, jumping a fence, running if you have to run for whatever reason, catching somebody, lifting someone up, like someone faints, one of your family members faints or something like that, an emergency happens and you can carry someone because you have enough muscle. You could carry your own. If you fall, you could get up because of muscle. So the more muscle you have, the better you will be, and the stronger you will be, then the more you will be able to help people around you and yourself. And lastly, the more muscle you have, the more your metabolism will be running at a higher pace. You always hear this shit all the time, like, boost your metabolism, you know, whatever, increase your metabolism. And this is what they mean. This is what they mean when you say increase your metabolism. So basically, the more muscle you have, the more calories you're gonna burn at rest. So 1 pound of muscle burns 6 calories without doing anything a day. And then 1 pound of fat burns 2 calories a day without doing anything a day. We're gonna get into why that is, but basically, the more muscle you have, the more calories you're gonna burn without doing anything, meaning the more you can eat, and you know, the further away you're gonna be from a surplus, which is gonna help you gain fat. So increasing the metabolism, having more muscle is gonna equal to you having a faster metabolism. Why does muscle burn more calories than fat? Now, not to get too nerdy, but at a cellular level, the muscle cells just has way more mitochondria. They're packed with mitochondria. These are the powerhouses that demand energy even at rest. The fat cell, it doesn't really have much of a, I guess, duty. Like, it's if it's needed, its duty is to like give energy to the body, and then that's it. The muscle cell also is in constant energy use. So muscle tissue is always active. Muscle cells constantly repair, maintain ion balance, and fuel small contractions. Also, on the post-exercise burn, muscle continues to burn more calories. So you just heard me say that muscle burns more calories just at rest without doing anything. Now, when it's post-workout, this increases. Like, those little cells at a cellular level, after they're trying to get repaired, they burn even more calories because the body's trying to get oxygen in there, and all that shit takes energy. So even more calorie burning for that. And then just by itself, muscle, it just has a lot of protein turnover. Muscle cells breaks down and it rebuilds, which requires continuous energy and protein intake. So it's like constantly replenishing itself. That's why it's so important to eat protein every day. Get to your protein goal every day, because protein, unlike calories, you know, calories, you have a goal every day. Cool. You fucked up. Like, you didn't, you went over that day. But then the next day, if you go below it, you kind of even things out. And then if you even zoom out for the week, as long as you're under your goal, you're good. And then if you zoom out even more, as long as you're under your goal for the month, you're good, like the average. But for protein, it's not like that. Protein, you need to do it every single day because it's constantly replenishing the muscle tissue and the proteins. So that's why it's so important to hit your protein goal every day. Now that you know why muscle is so important, let's dive into why protein is important. Muscle is made out of protein. Muscle is protein. Protein is muscle. It's like they're almost like the same thing. Like, when we eat a steak, that's literally animal muscle that we're eating. And then we digest it, and then we turn it into human muscle. So, like, it is all the same. The main proteins in muscle, myosin, actin, and tendon, help you move and create force. Without enough protein, your body can't fix or grow muscle, no matter how hard you train. So we talked about this a little bit, the damage repair cycle. Strength training damages your muscles, which they need repair. When you lift weights, you make tiny tears in your muscles. Your body uses protein to fix these little tears, making muscles stronger and bigger over time. Without enough protein, your muscles won't fully recover, leading to no progress, weakness, and possible muscle loss. So if you're doing the hard work of going to the gym, lifting these weights, giving your muscle the signal to grow, it's like, yo, this shit is heavy, I need to grow, but you're not eating enough protein, you're shooting yourself in the foot, because not only are you not gonna grow, you might even lose muscle, because now to repair that muscle, your body is gonna break down muscle to repair the muscle. And so that's why it's so important to make sure you're getting enough protein. And then, preventing muscle breakdown. Your body constantly breaks down muscle for energy, especially when you eat less or you are stressed. If you don't eat enough protein, you'll lose muscle 100%. Enough protein ensures your body keeps and builds muscle instead of burning it for fuel. So again, you have to, that's why protein is so important. Every single day, you got to hit those numbers. And also recovery and soreness reduction. Protein speeds recovery and reduces soreness. Hard workouts cause muscle inflammation and damage, making you sore later. Protein gives your body what it needs to repair faster, reducing soreness and letting you train harder more often. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, guys. Like, how quick can you recover, and then how quick can you train again? Like if you're not fully recovered by your next session, then you're not gonna be able to train as hard. And then weeks and weeks and weeks of that might even lead you to like, oh, I pull something or whatever, or I tweak something because that muscle wasn't really recovered, and then you went and worked out on it again and you pushed a little bit too much and it wasn't fully recovered. And this is why those bodybuilders that you see have so much muscle. Well, mainly because of the steroids, but steroids by itself don't really give you all that muscle. It's because the steroids, they let you repair very quickly. They let you recover very quickly. And then because they can recover very quickly, they could be in the gym for like 2 hours just hammering the muscle, and then they're gonna get repaired. So, I mean, none of you uses steroids here, but recovery is so important. And so you hitting your protein goal for recovery, and obviously you getting enough sleep and everything else is going to be so important, because it's going to determine the quality of your sessions and how much you can push yourself without injuring yourself or having something go wrong. So why is protein beneficial for fat loss? Number one, it keeps you full. Protein is the most satiating micronutrient. Out of protein, fats, and carbs, protein is gonna be the thing that's gonna keep you full the most. So, like, ch you sh just think about it. Like, think of a piece of flesh, like meat, like a piece of chicken breast, and like try to tear it with your hands. It's gonna be very hard. Maybe possible, but very, very hard. You're gonna have to really work to tear that flesh apart. Now think of a piece of bread. You grab it with the same hands, it's doable. You could tear the bread apart. Now think of olive oil or maybe an avocado. It's like even easy. It's very easy to tear that apart. So because it takes so much longer to break down, I mean, the same thing is with your body. Because it takes so much longer, your body to break down that piece of flesh, most of the protein, it's just gonna keep you full for longer, because it's gonna be in your stomach for longer. It's just gonna take a little more while to digest, and it's just gonna keep you full. It also, because of that process, it burns the most calories to digest. So 30% of the calories from protein will be used for digestion, meaning if you eat 100 calories worth of chicken, 70, no, 30% of those calories are gonna be used just to digest that same chicken. So it's almost like a cheat code. It's almost like a cheat code. You're consuming 100 calories of chicken, but really you're consuming 70. Obviously, don't go by those numbers when you're tracking calories. Just know that it's gonna be beneficial to be eating more calories, because 30% of those calories are gonna be used to break down the energy. Now, it's not the same for carbs. When it comes to carbs, it's on the number is only 10%. Same deal. It's a lot easier to break down those carbs. So only 10% of those calories are gonna be used to break down the carbs, and it's even less for the fats. For the fats, it's only 2%, very minimal. That's why, eating more protein is gonna be even more beneficial in that regard. And then we talked about, obviously it boosts the metabolism. When your metabolism is running fast, you're gonna be burning more calories at rest. And if you have a lot of extra fat, The body's going to use that to as fuel. How much protein? More than you think. How much protein do you think you need? We talked about this. 0.7 to 1 gram per pound of desired body weight. Research showed this range maximizes muscle proteosynthesis even in trained athletes. So 0.7 is like the minimum. The minimum, 1 gram, that's usually the safe bet because it's just easier. It's just easier to track. Nobody's going to be doing the math of 0.7. To keep things simple, you just want to go for 1 gram per pound of desired body weight. Think about it. Like, you don't want to feed the weight that you don't want. So if you're like 200, but you want to get to 170, you just want to feed enough to keep 170 pounds. You don't want to feed over that when it comes to protein. Now, overfeeding with protein is definitely not going to hurt you. It might actually even help you, but that's like kind of like the minimum that we want to shoot for, about 1 pound per desired body weight. And then also you want to be aiming for 4 to 6 protein feeding daily, 25 to 50 grams per meal. The more spaced out they are, the better. And when you have your number, you just gotta wanna break that down into 3, 4, or maybe even 5 meals. And if you wanna do it evenly to keep things simple, but basically the goal is to always hit that number. And that's the whole point of this presentation. I wanted to remind you guys how important it is to hit your protein goal, is your life literally depends on it. Stop fucking around. Protein sources, not just for meatheads. Lean meats, sorry. Bacon does not count, but turkey bacon does count. Now, these sources are listed from highest protein per 100 grams to lowest. I mean, these are all super high. Chicken breast, that's gonna be your number one. 100% chicken breast is gonna be the number one thing that's gonna have the most protein. After that, it's gonna be turkey breast. After that, lean ground beef, we're talking 90% to 10% fat. And then after that is bison. Bison, it's gonna be also up there on the top five. When it comes to fish, tuna. Tuna is a fucking hack. Like, one can of tuna has like 40 grams of protein. Like, if you struggle with cooking or whatever, and it's the easiest thing. Like, one of my favorite meals is finely chopping onions, finely chopping tomatoes, cilantro, light mayo on a tuna, and put it on a sandwich. That is so good. Canned tuna is so good. Obviously, steak tuna is also good too, but we're talking about accessibility and it's like super cheap for a can of tuna. I don't know, there might be $1.50 or $2 for 40 grams of protein on a tuna. After that, salmon, great omega-3s, cod, halibut. I think that's how you pronounce that, halibut, that fish, and tilapia. Third, eggs and dairy, 100%. Greek yogurt, it's been known all around. The hype. Oikos is one of my favorite ones. I like to eat 2 Oikos cups, put a ground scoop of protein in there, mix that shit up, blueberries or even sometimes granola, because right now I'm on a bulk. I'm trying to eat in a surplus. But dairy, all dairy is always going to be a good choice of protein. So like Greek yogurt, cottage cheese in general is going to be a decent amount of protein, and like whole milk. Don't be scared of drinking whole milk. Obviously, if it bothers you, it bothers you. Maybe you drink it without the lactate. I drink whole milk without the lactate, and it's fine for my stomach. And when you look at the back of whole milk, and you compare it with a protein shake that's like already made, they're very similar. Like, these protein shake companies are scamming out here. A whole 16 ounces of whole milk might be like 16 grams of protein, or yeah, about that, 14, 16 grams of protein. And then a protein shake might only have 20, and it's like double the price per 16 ounces. So, you always want to be careful. If you drink a tall glass of whole milk, that's going to have a decent amount of protein. Plant-based tofu, tempeh, lentils, chickpeas, and quinoa. Now, if you don't eat any red meat, obviously hitting your protein targets is going to be a little more difficult, but it's not going to be impossible. If you focus on these foods, tofu, tempeh, lentils, chickpeas, and quinoa, you're going to have to eat an abundance of them, but you'll still be able to hit your protein goal. And also beans. Beans are pretty good. Now, if you do eat meat, now you can start pairing your meats, your fish, your dairies on your meals with these plant-based things like tofu, maybe not tofu, but like you could pair meats with lentils, like boom, protein bomb, meats with chickpeas, protein bomb, your meat with quinoa, protein bomb, like make those pairings and you're gonna have a really good meal with high protein. All right, supplementing, because eating 10 chickens a day is hard. So when it comes to supplements, number one reason why you may do it is convenient. All of you should have a tub of protein powder on your kitchen just in case for emergency. Shit hits the fans, you ain't got time, you gotta rush out, two scoops of that, maybe whole milk or whatever, and you got yourself 40 grams of protein right there to kind of help you get to your protein goal. It's convenient. It's convenient for hitting your protein goal. And sometimes you forget, like, oh man, I didn't hit it. At night, drink a shake real quickly. Same thing goes for protein bars. I prefer protein bars over protein powders, because you're eating something. So to the point that we talked about earlier, you chewing and digesting that protein bar is gonna burn more calories than you just drinking a shake that is already processed. I mean, the protein bar is processed as well, but not as processed as the shake. So keep that in mind. You don't wanna come, you know, okay, someone asked me, okay, can I just get all my protein from supplements, you know, to make it very easy. And like, technically, yeah, but you're probably gonna feel like shit because, you're not getting some nutrients that you will get from the whole foods like meats, chicken, and all of that. And also, you're not gonna burn as many calories because you're pretty much just eating a bunch of processed foods. So keep that in mind. Me personally, I only like to do one scoop. I do one scoop of protein powder a day. So that's 20 grams. Sometimes I do two protein bars, which is like 40 grams. But 20 to 40 grams a day, if you're heavier, like I'm getting 200 grams of protein a day, about 190, 200 a day. So for me, I need at least one scoop or protein bars. I alternate. But if you're lighter, your goal is only 130 grams of protein, 150, you might be able to do it just with whole foods. That is going to be the number one. Do it with whole foods. If not, just, do one scoop, maybe two. But after two, I feel like that's an overkill. Unless you're like 250 or, big boy or big girl. And you can make some tasty recipes with these. Like I mentioned the Greek yogurt to you I put Greek yogurt, a scoop of protein, I mix it up, add blueberries, and then maybe add some granola. You can make whatever you want. You can make recipes. I've made like mug cakes with protein. I've made chocolate chip cookies with protein. I've made what's it called? Pizza crust also. I actually made that with cottage cheese, not protein powder. But there's some you can make protein ice cream. Like there's so many desserts with protein that it could be fun to keep those things in rotation. And that's why supplementing could be fun. I mean, you should always have at least one tub or a few protein bars at the house just in case for emergencies. In conclusion, embrace the power of protein. If you didn't get it by now, protein is the answer to a long, enjoyable life full of activity, no weakness, no needing for assistance. Like, embrace the power of protein. Like, protein is gonna lead to more muscle. More muscle is gonna lead to you to burn fat. And you burning fat and being full of protein is gonna lead to you, age aging gracefully. You want to age just like fine wine. So build muscle, burn fat, age like fine wine, not milk. Your future self will thank you. Start today because tomorrow might never come. Get your shit together and hit your protein goal. Let's go. Thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you guys on the next one. Peace.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at kettlebellweightlosscoach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.